From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iceland's prime minister resigns. Prime Minister Sigmundur Davíð Gunnlaugsson's resignation Tuesday followed public protests over his questionable offshore investments. He is the first casualty from the Panama Papers disclosures about the hidden offshore investments. Officials of Greece and the European Union are trying to decide who will be among the next migrants sent to Turkey under terms of a recent agreement between the two. There are about 3,000 detained migrants in Greece. No ferries from Greece to Turkey were scheduled for Tuesday. A Greek government official told VOA the first day of deportations on Monday sent a total of 202 people to Turkey aboard three ferries. The influx of migrants continues. Officials said 300 arrived in Greece on Sunday. Polls are open for Democratic and Republican presidential primary voting in the U.S. state of Wisconsin. Republican Texas Senator Ted Cruz and independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders are hoping for victories that will overshadow the delegate advantages held by the leading candidates. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump was cautious when asked about today's possible outcome.
Well, we'll see what happens. I don't even want to talk about it yet. We'll see what happens. I think we're going to do really well. The people of Wisconsin are amazing. They want to see strong borders. They want their jobs to stay here. They don't want other countries taking all their jobs and manufacturing. And I think we're going to have a great evening. We'll see what happens.
Donald Trump. The International Criminal Court has dropped charges of crimes against humanity against Kenyan President William Ruto. The ICC said Tuesday the judges voted 2-1 to vacate the charges against Ruto and co-defendant Joshua Arap Sang. The judges said prosecutors did not present sufficient evidence. This is VOA News.